palabras.
And high lead log in your whistle punk is a little guy that sets out on the stump and blows in the signals to the yarder engineer. And your hook tender is the boss. This is the story of a little guy that was a whistle punk, and he wanted to be a hook tender in the worst way, and I guess in his own way, he finally made it. Whistle punk Pete, he stood only 5 feet. He wasn't gonna get any bigger. But his main ambition was to hold a position of hook tender and head rigger. But everybody knew that unless he grew, he wasn't ever gonna make it. It takes a pretty big man that's an all-around hand. There's hardly any way you can fake it. You put a block and a strap on the little Pete's back, he'd head in the wrong direction, making new layouts and pulling haywire. He couldn't even pull one section, but he could climb all right. Didn't mind the height, but when he got to the top, oh golly, he was too small to tackle a guy line shackle. He couldn't even hook up a molly. But he was running around with a gal downtown. She was fat, but kinda pretty. And we heard one day that they'd ran away, got married in a nearby city. He was happy with his wife, she was the love of his life. She had such a sweet disposition. But Whistle Punk Pete didn't know at the time she'd help him realize his ambition. Cause his little wife Myrtle wore a full-length girdle and had 23 hooks and eyes. Took a full half hour to hook her up every morning, much to little Pete's surprise. While he was hooking and thinking, his eyes began to blinkin'. He jumped up and let out a squall. He said, Myrtle, holy cow, if the crew could see me now, I'm a hook tender after all.
Tell me lies, 'cause if you leave me sad and blue,
and you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. And who you just heard right there was the Knives from Houston, Texas, with Stick Sheafed. One interesting thing about the Knives is that one of the dudes in the band, Will, his dad is Jandek. Jandek, that legendary college radio submitting LP guy. This guy called Jandek has submitted LPs to college radio all over North America for like 30 years, and his son is Will from the Knives, and that's the Knives from Houston, Texas. Before that, we heard a little bit of I Lie to Boys by The Minx on the Steel Cage record label out of Philadelphia, where the Schoolie D was from. The Schoolie D. I mention a bit of rap because coming up a bit later in the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show, an interview with the originator, like some say, like Schoolie D kicked out the gangster rap, but the real originator of the gangster rap, Ice Cube! An interview with Ice Cube coming up a bit later in the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Radio Show. But before that, there's going to be an interview with Obi Trice from Detroit. Wait, wow, more rap. And before that, we played the Jaybirds from Austria. That was 10 years old. It may sound like it's from 64, but that was from 94. The Jaybirds with Don't Tell Me Lies. And we began the show with Whistle Punk Pete by Buzz Martin. So coming up right now will be an interview with Obi Trice, rapper Obi Trice, who actually does know the White Stripes, but nothing to do with the White Stripes. Coming up right before the Obi Trice interview, we're going to be playing a bit of the Unlovables. The Unlovables. Now, one thing to note about the Unlovables is these guys and gals go to all the gigs in New York. They study all the bands, and they know what it takes to have a good time playing a club in New York. So listening to this, more than the actual music, you should just think that these are music fans playing the type of music that they want to hear because they're tired of the music in New York. And this is the Unlovables, and an Obi Trice, and an Ice Cube, all on the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette. Are you?
I'm Obi Trice.
Real name?
No gimmicks.
But Obi, I heard you also go by the name Stank. Is that true?
Stanker was the name that my mother gave me when I was little, a young cap. She used to call me Stank. I don't know whether I shitted my pants a lot. It was just a word that she showed her affection as a mom.
Now, Obi Trice, you share your name with your dad, don't you?
And my grandfather.
They're both called Obi
Trice.
Now, what sort of problems does that cause, or interesting experiences? I understand that, like, some kids came up to Detroit to look for Obi Trice, but they found your dad instead of you.
I didn't hear anything like that, but it's a possibility, though, because he's still out here.
Because I heard, like, kids were so obsessed with the movie 8 Mile, you know, they were looking for Obi Trice, so they found Obi Trice in the phone book, and it wasn't Obi Trice they were looking for.
That's wild right there.
Now, speaking of the movie 8 Mile, Obi Trice, you were in the movie 8 Mile, weren't you?
I was in the movie for a smidget of a second. Like, if you looked at your spouse while you was in the movies or you went to get some popcorn, you would have missed me. It was just a hot second I was in the movie.
Now, what I was wondering about the movie is, how accurate is it? I mean, Eminem does 2 battles and then he wins it all. Does it always work out that way, Obi Trice?
I mean, we got to once again look at it that it's a movie, first of all. But it depicted the Detroit hip-hop scene almost to a T.
But Eminem wins 2 battles and then he wins everything. You don't always win just by doing 2 battles. Like, it's been a long time for Obi Trice, hasn't it?
It's been a long time for Obi Trice, but 8 Mile was a movie. We got to remember that. A movie. Movie.
Obi Trice, on your brand new record, Cheers, you have some great contributions by Louis Resto.
Louis Resto, yeah, that's my man. He do his thing.
He does some amazing stuff. His name is everywhere, all over your album. Same with Steve King. What can you tell the people about Louis Resto and Steve King? These are like unheralded guys. They do tons of great stuff for you, don't they? And Eminem.
Yeah, Louis and Steve, you know, they like real hard workers in the lab, you know what I mean? They always there like 48 hours, 72 hours all day, every day in the studio, coming up with new ideas, new music. So respect to Louis and Steve.
What sort of hooks have they thrown down? They did, like, the Lose Yourself hooks, too, as well as yours, right?
Yeah, they did the Lose Yourself hooks. You know, they did some things on Don't Come Down, my new single coming out on the Cheers album that's looking to drop in a couple of weeks.
Obi Trice, are you excited now? Because Eminem is going to buy Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch. Are you ready to move in, Obi Trice?
Hey, yo, I don't know about him buying that, though. I think that's just rumors. I don't think he's buying the Neverland Ranch, though.
Obi Trice, thanks for coming to our own little Neverland here in Vancouver, BC, Canada. I want to ask you, here is your handbill right there, Obi Trice, playing in Vancouver, BC, Canada. And check out this handbill for Khalees. How come Khalees's handbill is bigger than your handbill? What is going on here, Obi Trice?
Because Khalees is hot.
But you're hot too. You're Obi Trice. You're shooting up the charts. You're platinum.
But Khalees is just hot.
But I thought you'd be angry, like your handbill is not as big as Khalees's.
Nah, I don't get angry at things like that.
Or maybe your handbill really is as big as Khalees's, if you know what I mean there, Obi Trice.
That's
Baboom.
Freaky Nardwar.
Obi Trice, rap name. There's the song Rap Name that you have. You talk a lot about Pamela Anderson's. You're actually touring Canada right now. So have you encountered any Pamela Andersons since Pamela Anderson was from Canada?
Yeah, I mean, we ran into a couple. It's been a tour. You know, the tour's been wild. We've been having a good time meeting some Pamelas and, you know, and doing it up, Detroit style.
Now, what's your memories of Canada? Because you grew up in Detroit, and Detroit isn't too far away from Toronto, you know, Windsor, etc. Do you ever watch any Canadian television at all, Obi Trice?
Nah, not much. But my producer, who I work with, like, on an underground level when I was first starting out, you know, his name is Moss. He's from Toronto. So I spent some time up there with him, you know, in the studio making music. Big up to RC, Masterminds, Grassroots, Attic, all my people. Ski, what up?
Obi Trice, you are from Detroit, and you'll never let the people forget you're from
Detroit.
Detroit. Now, what about the history of Detroit rap? Can we talk about Esham and ICP at all? Yeah. The Insane Clown Posse, Acid Rock? What sort of role did that have in the Obi Trice upbringing?
I really wasn't an Esham or Insane Clown Posse listener. You know, I didn't vibe off that type of music. I wasn't into that music there. You know, I was more of an AWOL, Detroit's Most Wanted, Smiley. That was more of the music I was listening to coming up.
Now, I got to ask you, Obi Trice, a little bit about one of my favorite artists here, the good old Kid Rock. This right here is one of his favorite joints here, Yodeling in the Valley.
All right.
What can you tell the people about early Kid Rock? This is like Kid Rock 1990. Did you ever get down with the Kid Rockster in 90? What do you think about him?
No, I wasn't into Kid Rock in the 90s. I'm still not into Kid Rock, but I respect him because he's a Detroit artist. He's from Michigan.
I thought it's pretty amazing. He was produced by Too Short back then, kind of like Eminem had to be produced by Dr. Dre. So there's a bit of similarities going there too, right?
Okay.
Like that's the old school, 1990.
Okay.
And we're rocking here with Obie
Trice.
Obie Trice, how about The Rock? The Rock from Detroit. Are you aware of like rock and roll, like the MC5, the 60s rock that came out of Detroit?
I'm not aware of any rock music. I was never a rock music listener. I was a hip-hop and R&B music listener. But I know about the White Stripes.
The White Stripes are from Detroit. But I guess what I was wondering is, do you know about the White Panthers?
Never heard of them.
There was a group called the White Panthers, modeled after the Black Panthers, started by the rock and roll band MC5 out of Detroit, and they were the first dudes ever to say motherfucker on a record, the MC5 out of Detroit. You should check them out.
Motherfucker.
Yes, and they were known for dopes, guns, and fucking in the streets. That's the MC5 out of Detroit. That's your history there. You should check that out, Obie Trice.
So.
It is. I know it's no R&B, but it's pretty good. They're the best band, Protopunk, the MC5. Now, Obie Trice, I was also wondering a bit about Bow Wow. Are you really an anti-Bow Wower? I love Bow Wow, and it seems you diss Bow Wow on Cheers.
No, I didn't diss him, but if, you know, my daughter sings it all the time. You know, it gets, you know, repetitive, and, you know, it's like, okay, that's enough. But no, big up to Bow Wow, man. Do your thing.
But you don't like those Bow Wow quotables, do you?
Hey, when my daughter sing it over and over again, it gets to get, you know, irritable. That's all.
Yeah. Obie Trice, on your brand new record, Cheers, you have 50 Cent, you have Eminem, you have Bone Crusher. Well, you don't have Bone Crusher, but you might as well have Bone Crusher. You have everybody. I mean, that is incredible. What is it like, just taking a look at your CD on the back and seeing all those 50 Cent, I mean, Busta Rhymes is on there, Lloyd Banks, a G-Unit.
Yo, it was a good opportunity to have these cats on the album, you know, to come, and it just happened, you know what I'm saying? I was in the studio working, and, you know, Busta walk in the studio, it's 4:30 in the morning, he in L.A., I'm in L.A., come in the studio and ask to get on the track with me, so, you know, it's a beautiful thing, you know, 50 Cent, G-Unit, that's all my family, Shady Records family, so, you know, D12, M, of course, Dr. Dre, you know, that's the family, so we all just vibed and made it happen.
I mean, that is sick, Obie Trice. What a lineup. And Obie Trice, I was wondering a little bit about 50 Cent. He has a song called How to Rob.
How to Rob, yeah.
Now, who would you rob if you could rob there, Obie Trice?
Who would I rob? I would rob probably Nardwar.
The Human Serviette.
The Human Serviette 3000.
Actually, please, don't do that, Obie Trice. I'll be very, very scared if you actually do that there to Obie Trice.
Nardwar 3000 plus one.
Now, Obie Trice, I was wondering a little bit here about 50 Cent and you. Is it true they got to keep you guys away? Like in the United Kingdom, you guys were separated because it'd be one giant party if you got together.
I mean, we hang out, man, with it. You know, it's all good. You know, the media like to take things out of proportion. But, you know, we get crazy, you know, regular cats, man, regular dudes, you know.
Obie Trice, you have a song called Hands on You, and it has the lyrics, when you vomit, eating pickles and
peanut butter.
Now, what is that all about, pickles and peanut butter and vomiting?
I mean, it's like when a chick get pregnant, you know, they got to have these certain, like, appetites, you know, they want to eat pickles and peanut butter together, and so, you know, they throw up all the time when you're pregnant, so that's what that meant.
Obie Trice, you have also the song, Got No
Teeth.
Got No Teeth. No, what's wrong with having no teeth? I thought having no teeth is good.
Got some teeth is like a glorified way of saying a chick that's not cut like that. If you had a sober mind, you wouldn't approach her in a bar, but you was intoxicated, you had the beer goggles, so got some teeth is just a way of saying that like that, you know, it's just...
But wait a second, if somebody has no teeth, that means they can't bite.
Right.
For sure. So that's good, you don't want people biting you there, Obie Trice.
No, you gotta train them well, though.
Obie Trice, lastly here, I wanted to show you this record. I just picked this up the other day, actually. It's the Rising of Ronaldo Ray. It's on the Laugh Records label. And on the back there, if you could just hold this for a second there, Obie Trice, check out these titles. Are you into these sort of titles?
Pimp, Simp the Junkies, Creole Broads, Murder IMF, Cause of Death, Out of Blood, Cocaine.
Are you influenced by any of these comedy records that are out there? This is the Laugh label. I love the Laugh label.
I never heard it. I never heard of it. I never really heard none of these. So.
It's kind of like a ripoff of Red Fox, kind of at the bottom. But you're not really into the comedy records? Because you have a lot of good skits and stuff. You know, like you're into the skits, right?
I don't have any skits on my album. No skits on the debut album. Cheers, no skits at all. But I like comedy, but I haven't listened to any comedy albums yet. But I'm going to check it out, though.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Obi Trice. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
The debut album, Cheers, in stores now. Go cop that album. Shady Records is up in the architecture. Look for D12 album dropping in April. Look for Eminem coming out. 50 Cent back at him. Old Trice back at him at the top of the year in January 2005. Peace.
Actually, Obi Trice, why should people care about Obi Trice?
Because I'm not Nardwar.
All right, Obi Trice, thanks so much. Keep on rocking in the free world and doot doot a loot doo.
Don't calm down, things will always work out. Don't calm down, things will always work out. Don't calm down, things will always work out. So when you find yourself easy.
As a child, I was foul. Couldn't understand them things that came out your mouth. You would fuss, cuss till your blood pressure was up. You'd give up and slouch on the couch and drink your liquor. A hard-headed nigga I was. Quick temper, short attention span, not attending class. What a dummy. I would run over you, honey. You confront me and say, Obi, you no longer have a mommy. Don't use my phone. Don't even eat my food. Matter of fact, don't speak, and it was just me and you. In the house with that mouse and them traps and that gat. Waiting on a day for you to pull a trigger back. Come on. Me. The beeper's not that drastic. Blasted bastard, you're lying. You took plastic freezer bags with dope inside of them. She knew, damn, but she hated that it was true. I done raised two boys, I can do away with you. The locks changed, and the nights got colder. I'm slinging boulders, looking like a boulder toker. But fuck it, I'm the oldster. I'm down for mines, ma. She ride by my corner like I'm not gonna cry. I would not reap the pain of watching my youngest man. On the corner slinging cane. These streets as my home. Yeah. There's no need to prolong this beef, dear. I love you. Miss Eleanor Trice, I place no one above you. You the reason when I hustled, I knew the stack. The reason when I opened up mics, I knew the rip. The ethics you installed in this hectic young brother rubbed off after all. Now look at your boy. When they ask about me now, you don't just put your head down. Straighten up, ma. You can smile now, proud. Everything's kosher with the boisterous oster. Let's get closer so regrets never approach us.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Well, I'd like to let you know that they call me the Wow Man. And there's only two of them in the world. I don't care if you go north or south, east or west. I don't care which wild man you like the best. There's only two of them, and I'm both of them. In Jewish, they call me Valman. In Italian, they call me Wildmani. In person, I is the wild man. Well, I guess you can tell from that accent that the wild man is not Russian, because I speak a little Russian. And then from a Russian over there in Africa, listen to him trying to con the Africans to turn communist. Yes, he preached a great, great speech to the Africans. He was telling them, join the Communist Party. We promise you a bicycle in every hut. We promise you toilet paper down by the swamp. And you'll work only 15 hours a day and have a day off every other month. And when the Russian got through his great speech, all the Africans was hollering, oong-gug-gug, 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 oong-gug-gug. And after he finished this great, great speech, the Russian went for a little walk with the chief, and he looked around the countryside, and he saw a great, great farm here in Africa, and he said to the chief, Chief, I did not know that you had cows over here in Africa. The chief said, oh, yes, we got cows over here in Africa, and please don't step in the oong-gug-gug, oong-gug-gug, oong-gug-gug. I think more soul people ought to go to Africa. More people in general, they advertise, go to Paris, go to Nassau, go to Egypt, go to Italy, go to Israel, but never go to Africa. Cause I felt very proud the other day. I was out at the airport and I saw a colored fella buying a ticket, getting ready to go to Africa. And he said to the ticket teller, real proud, I've saved all of my money and I want a ticket to Africa. The ticket seller counted out his money and he said, oh, you're 5 cents short. You only got $495.95. A trip to Africa costs $500. The colored fella said, this is all the money I have, just $495.95. The ticket seller said, well, why don't you do this? Walk out into the airport. Anybody will give you a nickel. Anybody will give you a nickel. I'd give you a nickel myself, but it's against company regulation. The fella walked out into the terminal. He walked up to a white fella and he said, sir, pardon me, sir, could you give me a nickel to go back to Africa? The white fella looked at him and said, a nickel will take you back to Africa? He said, yes, just a nickel. The white fellow said, well, here's a quarter and take four of the niggas with you. I hope that word big N word didn't excite anybody, because I've been called that myself. Yes, it happened to me the other day on the bus. Right here in this area where there's civil rights exercise every day of the week. And we just do everything, freedom and equality for all. And you know, I got on a bus up there. Now, you know that exclusive part of town, trying to find myself a little apartment. And I got on the bus and there was a white lady sitting on the bus looking out the window. So she didn't see me and I didn't make no difference. So I gets on the bus and I sit beside the lady. And all of a sudden, she turns around and sees me sitting beside her, and this white lady looks at me and hollers, my God, niggas! And I looked at her and I said, where? You know, since we've had so much trouble in Georgia with the governor there, Governor Maddox, but he's going down in history. That's right, he's going down in history just like the great, great Adam Clayton Powell, wonderful, unforgettable saying, keep the faith, baby. And Governor Maddox out of Atlanta, Georgia, he's going down in history also. And his famous saying will be, you ain't gonna eat no fried chicken in here! Go down this colored restaurant. And partner, I went down to a colored restaurant that was clean, clean, clean. So clean, they had a big, huge sign up on the wall that said, the human hand here never, never, never touched the food. And I ordered myself some corn and some pig feet and some pig ears and a mashed potato. And you know, the waiter came over with a spotless clean uniform. And he reached into his pocket and picked up the corn with these spotless clean tongs. And with these tongs, he'd pick up the corn and put the corn on my plate. With these tongs, he'd take up the rest of the meal, the pig feet, the pig ears, the potatoes. And with these tongs, he'd put everything on my plate. And I looked at the waiter and saw that sign, the human hand never touched the food. And I said, this place is so clean. And you're so immaculate. But dear waiter, tell the wow man one thing. How come you got that little string hanging down your uniform? And he whispered in my ear, real gentleman-like. He said, wow man, We have that string because when we go to the men's room, this place is so clean that we're not allowed to kind of reach in and take it out, and away we go. We reach in and drop it into the string, and then when we drop it in the string, we lift it up, and then away we go. I said, my God, that's sanitary, but how do you get it back in?
He said, I don't know about the rest of the fellas, but I use these tongs.
The wah, 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 wild man, Steve. And before that, OB Trace. And before that, an interview with OB Trace. Now, coming up on an Ardwarda Human Serviette radio show, an interview with Ice Cube, who was in town in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, shooting the movie Are We There Yet? But before we get to Ice Cube, we have a brand new single from The Unicorns. Now, what do the Unicorns have to do with Ice Cube? Well, they sometimes cover P.I.M.P., and Snoop Dogg is in that, and Snoop Dogg wouldn't be around if it wasn't for Dr. Dre and Ice Cube. Also, another interesting trivia fact about the Unicorns is I was very proud that they're from Campbell River, British Columbia, Canada. Two of them are from Campbell River, British Columbia, Canada. Not far away from where Pamela Anderson was born on July 1st, 1967, Comox Courtney on Vancouver Island. They're from Campbell River, but I recently also found out that also from Campbell River is Rob Brindamore. So we're going to be bringing you some Rob Brindamore-ish type rock and roll, The Unicorns, and in an interview with Ice Cube. And this is a brand new single by The Unicorns.
Sound of nature in
Who are you?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube, welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Thanks, man.
I'm really excited because you're shooting this movie, Are We There Yet, in Vancouver, and Vancouver is playing Vancouver. Is that true, Ice Cube?
Yeah, Vancouver is playing itself.
Which is totally amazing because it never happens that way.
Yeah, most people come here and shoot every other city but Vancouver, but a lot of movies are shot right here, and we say, yo, we there, why the hell we won't use Vancouver, you know, so.
Thank you very much for acknowledging that, Ice Cube. And I wanted to ask you a bit more about the movie, Are We There Yet? I understand that you're fighting a deer in the movie. That sounds exciting. Ice Cube versus a deer.
Yeah, and I kicked that deer ass, too. Don't worry about nothing, you know. It's a kids comedy, family movie, and it's a trip to see me with a couple of kids. You know, I think that's funny in itself.
And Nia Long is also in the movie, and she was also with you with Boys in the Hood, too, right?
Yeah, Nia Long, you know, we've been following each other's career for the longest. You know, she's been down since Boys in the Hood. She was in Friday with me, and, you know, now we've come full circle. And Jay Moore is in it, you know, comedian, real funny dude. So we got a good movie.
Ice Cube, I'd like to thank you again for setting your movie in Vancouver, BC, Canada. I don't know if you're familiar of who lives in Vancouver, but Tommy Chong used to live in Vancouver. Did you know that, Ice Cube?
Oh, you know, it seems like it, you know, with all the buzz y'all got going on around here, you know, Tommy Chong coming from BC, you know, that seems about right.
Tommy Chong used to live in Vancouver. Now, unfortunately, he's in jail. But on behalf of the people from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, I want to give you a present, Ice Cube, for actually setting your movie, Are We There Yet, in Vancouver. And this is a present from Tommy Chong and the people of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is a Cheech and Chong incense burner for you, Ice Cube.
I'm loving this. You know, this is one of my favorite gifts, man. I'm feeling this, man.
A Cheech and Chong incense burner, just to let the kids know, an incense burner.
Yeah, you know, we'll keep incense burning in here, no problem. But I like this, man. I dig this. I was a big fan of these movies, you know. We kind of loosely based our Friday movies on these Cheech and Chong movies, so.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You're like the next descendant of the Chongster, aren't you there, Ice Cube?
Hey, you know, everybody got to have a godfather, so I guess Tommy Chong and Cheech, you know, those are godfathers, me and Smokey, and me and Day-Day.
Ice Cube, the first time I heard N.W.A., I was scared.
Good.
It really scared me.
You look scared now.
Well, you're an Ice Cube, so I'm not that scared. You're the Nice Cube. But thinking back, you guys weren't the first to do the gangsta thing, were you? Well, I guess the full-on West Coast thing. But Schoolie D, he did a bit of the gangsterisms too, didn't he, from Philly. Does Schoolie D get any props at all, Ice Cube?
Yeah, Schoolie D get much props. You know, Schoolie D, he was definitely one of the originators of gangster rap. You got to say that. Also, you got to say KRS-One, you know, Boogie Down Productions. They was doing some hardcore records back then. So, you know, it's a few people that came before N.W.A., but no people came like N.W.A., you know what I mean? So, you know, N.W.A. got to be the world's most dangerous group.
Yes, I am still scared.
Good.
But I was wondering there, Ice Cube, Schoolie D could break dance. What's your dancing ability like there, Ice Cube?
I have none.
You've never tried any?
Nope. I'm like Sir Noise, devoid of funk. I will never dance.
Ice Cube, one other group that I've been interested in is the rock and roll group Cameo. Some people give them a bad rap, but what is the coolness about the Cameo? Because I think they're pretty amazing, aren't they?
Yeah, Cameo's off the hook. I mean, on this record, Be Yourself was dope, Flirt was dope, Alligator Woman was off the hook. So, I mean, this album only has 8 songs, man. I don't think you can get away with that nowadays.
But Cameo sometimes get a bad rap, don't they? Like, I mean, they don't always get the respect they deserve. I think nowadays, I think the Outkasts are even having, like, Cameo's bass player on some of their recordings.
I don't know if Cameo's getting a bad rap. I mean, who got time to diss Cameo?
Certainly not me, speaking here to Ice Cube on the set of the movie Are We...
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? And I was wondering, Ice Cube, your good homie friend, Snoop Dogg, I interviewed him a little while back, and I showed him this record by Flip Wilson.
Yeah.
And Flip Wilson is wearing a dress here. And I said to Snoop, would you ever wear a dress? And Snoop said...
Hell no.
Hell no. Now, why is that? Why would Snoop not want to wear a dress? And would you ever wear a dress there, Ice Cube, like Flip Wilson?
Hell no. And I don't know why he wouldn't want to wear a dress, but I ain't into it. I'll leave it up to Flip.
Ice Cube, on your brand new LP with the West Side Connection, you guys have a song called Pimp the System.
Yeah.
And on it, you sample the Archbishop Don Magic Juan.
Yes.
Now, who is that guy, the Archbishop Don Magic Juan? He pops up everywhere. He's around Snoop. What's the history of the Archbishop?
Oh, he's just one of the OG players, you know, that's been doing it for a long time. Give us a lot of love in Chicago when we come through. So we got to give it up to the Archbishop. You know what I mean? I put him in a movie or two. He was in Friday After Next. And, you know, he's our man.
He's always popping up everywhere. Like, it's cool to see him all these award shows in the background. Like, the Archbishop is down, isn't he? The Archbishop is in the house.
Yeah, the Archbishop is, he all right. He's all right, dude, with us.
And winding up.
Take your records back.
Oh, thank you very much, Ice Cube.
I like this.
Yes, that's for you. That's for you to keep here. A gift from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Can you smoke this?
Incense only there, Ice Cube. And Ice Cube, I was wondering about your first group here, the CIA. This is your first group.
Yeah, this is my first group.
And this was before NWA. What was the CIA like, and what happened to the rest of the guys?
Oh, these criminals in action. That's what CIA stood for. And, you know, you got Sir Jinx. He went on to produce for me on a couple of records. And then you got my man KD. You know, I put a record out on him in like 97. So, you know, everybody's still around, man. Where'd you find this, dude?
Just in a record store called Beat Street in Vancouver. They've reissued that. That's a reissue. It's a bootleg.
Produced by Dr. Dre.
Produced by Dr. Dre. And I was wondering that, Ice Cube, what is it like back then? What was it like back then with the CIA scene? What was it like the pre-NWA? Because I've seen pictures of Ice-T, and he's looking pretty crazy, dressed up electronica. What did you look like back then in the CIA era?
Trust me, I didn't look like none of them dudes, you know. I still dress like myself. See, we was broke, so we couldn't afford nothing but khakis and t-shirts. So we just dressed like ourselves back then, and, you know, it was cool. You know, we were struggling. We was all trying to get on, you know. It's not my favorite record, but, you know, we was on wax. We was happy.
Ice-T was into that sort of electronica thing, wasn't he? Like, he was wearing some crazy outfits, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think he was into the breakdance and stuff, you know. And when you back then in the 80s, you know what I mean, breakdancing, you had on the spikes and, you know, nothing like what you got on, but similar.
Ice-T was down with it.
I don't know about all that, but I know dude, he wore spikes, yeah.
Ice Cube, lastly here, I want to ask you a bit of a controversial question about The Source magazine. Lately, they've been going on and on about, is Eminem a racist? What do you think about that whole Source versus Eminem situation that's going out there?
Well, I don't care. Who cares?
Because Eminem apparently recorded something that was racist on some tape that was around for 10 years. What is your feelings about digging up tapes from the past and putting them out in the mainstream?
Who cares? Really? I mean, to be honest, who cares? If he's a racist or not, who cares?
Well, thanks so much, Ice Cube. Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
I love this, man. Thanks. Appreciate this much music.
Well,
or did you give me this?
That's from the people of Vancouver. Me, Nardwuar the Human Serviette, the people of Vancouver for you, Ice Cube. Because you actually shot your movie in Vancouver and actually based your movie in Vancouver, which is very, very rare.
Yeah, this is the bomb, man. I'll let you smoke it with me later.
Incense again. This is for the kids again. This is a kids movie. Are we there yet? An incense burner. And actually, lastly there, Ice Cube, do you still buy in bulk?
Yeah, man, I buy a lot in bulk. Yeah.
All right, well, thanks so much. Keep on rocking in the free world, Ice Cube, and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Is this dude crazy? West Side for life, all day, every day. It don't stop till the panties drop. You know?
That will work. You know. It's almost like doot-doo.
Are we there yet?
I think we are. My posse. Mic
on the one.
Hey, my posse.
Did Mike on the tree.
Hey, my posse.
Did Mike be for two.
Hey, my posse.
Did Mike on the one.
Hey, my posse.
Did Mike on the one.
My posse.
Did Mike be for three.
My posse.
Did Mike be for two.
My posse.
Did Mike on the one.
My posse. My posse. My posse, my posse.
Posse's getting big and my posse's getting bigger.
Ice Cube in effect, and I'm the posse leader. Love my woofer and hate my tweeter. Rap don't sing, and groupies do flop. Dough rings and things keep the girlies on my jock.
Posse do candy and sunny. It's all about girls and making cash money.
Crenshaw!
Crenshaw is where I chill. Never ever sick, but always ill.
13, no debating. Beats I cut, keep the woofers vibrating. Third to the cut, but that's alright. Cause CIA is on the mic.
My posse, my posse.
Posse's getting big, posse's getting big.
My posse, my posse.
Posse's getting big and my posse's getting bigger.
Females on my tip and it ain't funny.
Why?
I don't know, probably cause I got money. Don't want me, just want my riches. Things like that keep stitches on my.
So get it, be the king, rap don't sing, and when I come around, here's who I'll bring.
My posse, my posse.
Posse's getting big and my posse's getting bigger.
My posse, my posse.
Posse's getting big, there's posse's on my couch.
My posse.
Mike on D1.
My posse.
Mike be for three.
My posse.
Mike be for two.
My posse.
Mike on D1.
Posse on the boulevard with fight. Girls, fresh feel of gear and my hair in curls. We'll get a motel, but I'm too cheap. About to let her have it in the back seat.
Jake's
getting ill, and I assume this girl won't go to the motel room. Me in the back seat, turn up the sound. But my man KD, nowhere to be found.
She's a bumping drag, and it ain't no joke. If I had to pay attention, she wind up broke. Talking quite dirty, and that's the clue. Started kissing and hugging. Too. Headed for the skirt, had to admit it. Will or not ill, and she was damn sure with it. Whipping in my ear, talking that sex. Hurry up in the back, homeboy, I'm next.
Jinx teed off, cause my girl's no fun. I'm the only one that's on a dry run. She had a beef, I had a gripe. But I heard different, she's not that tight.
I dissed her and dismissed her, threw her out of the place. Start popping that trash through my hand in her face. Grab another girl who loves the posse. Headed to the Fox and the rest history.
My posse, my posse.
Posse's getting big and my posse's getting bigger.
My posse, my posse.
Posse's getting big, there is posse's on my couch.
Crap and down with Dre.
It's with it, hip to get busy.
ECE, rendezvous, keep chasing those skizzies.
Vanessa Taylor says, just make that noise.
This rhyme is dedicated to the Wick boy.
So all the girls out there wanna get in our face.
To the Crenshaw cruisers, keep up in that bass.
And to any rap team, if you wanna be king,
you must stand in line if you know what I mean.
My posse, my posse. My posse,
Mike on D1.
Right. My posse,
Mike be for three.
Right. My posse,
Mike be for two.
Right.
Hey yo, Dre, kick in the bass.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Fly girls and bulls each and every night. Crowd rock and rise, boy, and that's aight. Treat it like a star, as you can see. But just rhyming for the cash money. Keep the crowd rocking for about 3G. You best believe that's COD. Suckers like you don't make no dent, cause it's all about making those dollars and cents. Girls on my jack when I'm off the stage. Reporters trying to clock, put me on the front page. CIA in back of me, and cash money is all specialty. Boys in the hood keep trying to dig. Old girlfriends think the head is big. Promoters at the show trying to run that bull, but I's got pull, get paid in full. Go into record, cause you know it's mine. Green ass skeezer with the FU sign. Rapping on time on the US Mint. Love spending green dead presidents. Give me like just want respect. Show me a check, I'll break your neck. Hardcore LA, not like the past. I rap just for the cash.
Money!
Money, money, cash money. Keep it always in my fist. I like that money, cash money.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Homeboy, rock the mic like no one else. KD, introduce yourself. Get busy, boy.
KD in the house. Dre rocks the beat. Jake still ill from my posse. Ice Cube rocks the rhymes to close the show. Me breaking freaks, making dough. I'm a skeezer, pleaser, there on attack. You turn the wax up to the max. Girls in the place to get me laid. Lonzo's the ace, make sure I'm paid. CIA, not with a the. Get more attention from the media. West LA is where I'm from. Not a bum, I get income. Get some green by the Levi Blues. Don't wear sneakers, then tennis shoes. Punch around the way, think I'm most ill. Cause I love to chill with that dollar bill. Where I go, I make that dough. Go south of the border, get those pesos. In LA, not like the past. I rap just for the cash.
Money!
I like money, money, cash money, money. Keep it always in my fist. I like that money, money, cash money, money.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Posse 3!
Cold rocking the microphone.
Posse 3!
Oh yeah, I hold my own.
Posse 3!
Check it out, cause here I go.
Posse 3!
Cold making that dough.
You know!
Hip-hop rhymes for the cash money. Sometimes a DJ, sometimes an MC. Third to the cut, but that's alright. Getting paid every day, getting late at night. More money made, the more money spent. Making more money than the U.S. Mint. Kick up the bass if you hip to get playing. Aim to get rich if you know what I'm saying. Calling me a punk, you ain't making a cent. Reaching in your pocket, boy, you're snatching up lint. 808 got the beat going. Cuts and rhymes keep the cash flowing. Trade the producer, give the knowledge to him. Bass pumping so hard, leave the place condemned. If ballin' was rapping, you would get ripped. Cause I'm holding down a lane like a vice grip. It's money, honey, that's no mistake. Keep feelers on my feet, Big Mac on play. Gold on my fist, my pocket's getting fat.
Why?
It's like that, it's in my contract. Hip to play if you're hip to pay. Jesus, spell it with a capital J. Death in L.A., not like the past. I rap just for the cash.
Money!
Like money, money, cash money, money. Keep it always in my fist. I like that money, honey. Cash money, money.
I know you're gonna dig this.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show. And you just heard some early Ice Cube pre-NWA, produced by Dr. Dre, the CIA, with My Posse. And we ended there with Just for the Cash. And right before that, an interview with Ice Cube, who was in town filming the movie Are We There Yet?, where Vancouver actually plays Vancouver. Now, I have kind of a little apology. First off, His name is Rod Brindamore, not Rob Brindamore, from Campbell River, British Columbia, Canada, home of the unicorns. And the second sort of apology is, on an Art What a Human Serviette radio show, I love to say the same things over and over again and play the same stuff over and over again. I'm sorry. And here we go again. Although I didn't play side two before, I did play a little bit of side one, but it's just so good. So I'm going to play some more of Arnold Schwarzenegger's Total Body Workout. I know you heard side one before a couple weeks ago, but I thought you wanted to hear more like side two because it's just so good. Well, I don't want to say it's good. You can decide if you think it's good or not, but this is Arnold and it's 1982 and that. Thank you.
Hi, this is Arnold, your instructor. Before we start lifting weights, it's important to begin each exercise session with a few minutes of warm-ups. This will increase your heart rate and pump blood out to your muscles where it will be needed. Use this warm-up time to whet your appetite and really get mentally ready for your workouts. Now listen to this music and begin moving in half-time. Stretch all limbs briefly and get ready to do 10 knee bends with me. I call them squats, and they're excellent for getting the blood moving into your knees and legs. With your feet shoulder-width apart and keeping your back straight, bend down until your thighs are parallel to the floor. Breathe in as you go down and out as you come up. Ready now? Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. And make your thighs burn, come on. Down, up, down, up, and squeeze your buttocks. Down, up, down, up, 11, up, 12, up, very good, and on to the next exercise. The next on the program is a wonderful stretching exercise that I call Reaching for the Sky. This exercise is fantastic to stretch your total upper body and the sides. Go, right, left, right, left, right, left, and stretch, stretch your upper body, come on, and stretch, right and left, stretch your upper body, right and left. Okay, we finished the 10 repetitions and we can go on without any rest to the next movement. Toe touches, a wonderful exercise to stretch your leg biceps and your lower back. Okay, let's reach slowly down to our toes and come back up again and reach for the sky. Repeat this exercise 12 times. Make sure to keep your knees locked and your legs straight. Get into a nice groove and do the exercise with me. Down, up, down, up, down, up. And stretch your leg biceps, up, and stretch your lower back, up, down, up, reach all the way down, up, all the way down, up. You can't reach all the way down, then reach as far as you can, but keep your legs locked, up, two more, up, the last one, up. Okay, very good. Now we do a warm-up exercise for the neck. We rotate our head in a circular motion, and we start on the left side. Left side, back, right side, front, left side, back, right side, front, left side, stretch all the way to the back, right, stretch all the way to the front, left, one more time, right, front, left, back, right, front, and finish. Now we do a great warm-up exercise for our hips and waist, the high kicks. Now the important thing is that we kick up as high as we can and keep our legs straight. Okay, let's do it. Left leg, up. Right leg, up. Left leg, up. Right leg, up. Kick with your legs as high as you can and keep your legs straight. Left leg, up. Right leg, up. Left leg, up. Right leg, up. Left leg, up, and keep kicking, come on. Two more, left leg, up. One more, Okay, finished. Now let's do the famous jumping jacks, the best exercise for warming up the total body. Now the way we do this exercise is by standing straight with your hands on the side. Jump your legs apart and simultaneously throw your hands overhead until your fingers meet. Jump back to your original position. Okay, let's do 10 repetitions. Ready, and one, and two, and three, and keep jumping, come on, more energy. Six, and seven, and eight, and nine, and the last one. Good. Okay, let's finish off our warm-up program with a windmill exercise. Spread your legs wide apart and bend over so your torso is parallel to the floor. We begin this exercise by reaching with the right hand to the left foot and with the left hand to the right foot. Make sure to keep your legs locked. We will do 20 repetitions, 10 on each side. Right hand first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Keep twisting, all the way. 11, 12, 13, 14, more energy, come on. 17, 18, 19, 20. Very good. Now you've completed the warm-up program, and now your body is ready for the major pump. This exercise is called the barbell curl. This is for the biceps. Your biceps may not be as big as mine, but you will be surprised at how quickly they become firm and hard if you do this exercise correctly. The key is always to keep your elbows stationary and only use your forearms to do the motion. Choose a shoulder wide grip on the barbell. Remember to breathe in as you lower the weight and to breathe out when the bar reaches all the way to the chin. We will do 12 repetitions. Okay? Ready. Start on the down position at your thighs. Up. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, and keep your elbows at the waist. Up, down, up, down, 9, down, 10, down, and give me 2 more. Down, up, down, very good. Now remember, this is one of my favorite exercises that made me blast my biceps up to 22 inches. The next exercise is for the calves. Put a phone book or a block of wood up to the wall of your room so that it will remain stationary. Hold a dumbbell in one hand and stand with the front part of your feet on the book. Remember to lower your heels all the way to the floor as you breathe in and raise them as high as you can as you breathe out. Beginners should do about 12 repetitions, intermediate 24 and advanced 36. Ready? From the down position, up. Down, up, 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 down. 10, and concentrate on your calves. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and make your calves burn. 20, 1, 2, 3, keep moving. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30, 1, 2, 33, 34, 35, and the last one, 36. Very good. Now you're ready for the next exercise. The wrist curl is the exercise that develops and strengthens the forearm, which is a vital muscle for almost every sport. Besides that, they make you look great in a short-sleeve shirt or dress. Pick up the barbell and sit on the bench with your wrists comfortably locked together between your thighs. Extend your wrists just over the end of the bench and let the bar roll down slightly on your fingers. Then lock your hands over the bar and raise it as high as you can. This movement tends to burn the muscle in your forearms, but don't worry about this pain. It only means progress. Get comfortable and ready to do 12 repetitions. Okay, let's do it. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, five, down, six, down, seven, down, eight, down, nine, down, elbows together, 11, down, and 12, down. Very good. And on to the next exercise. Lunges are next. They develop the front part of the thighs. This exercise is done with the barbell behind the neck by experts or by anyone who has practiced the exercise for several weeks without the barbell. To begin, stand with your hands and your hips, or if you have worked up to it, with the barbell across your shoulders. And step forward with your right foot. Bend your right knee and lower yourself toward the floor. Step back carefully to the starting position and repeat the exercise with your left leg. Now remember to keep your back straight. Let's go for 6 reps on each leg. Right leg, left leg, right, up, left, up, 5, up, 6, up, 7, up, 8, up, 9, up, 10, up, 2 more, 11, up, and 12, up. Very good, very good. Now your legs should burn a little bit and we should be ready for the next exercise. The seated press is next. This is a terrific exercise for your shoulder muscles, which gives you that V-shaped look that your mother always wanted you to have. The reason for doing this exercise in the seated position is that it isolates the muscles of the shoulders so that you are not assisting them with your legs and hips. Sit on the end of the exercise bench with the barbell raised up to your shoulders. Do a set of 12 repetitions with me. Now remember to keep your back straight. Push the barbell straight up and breathe out as you press the weight to the top. Let's get ready for the first press. Up, down, up, down, all the way up, down, up, down to the shoulders, up, down. Keep your back straight, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, 10. Down, give me 2 more, come on. Down, 12, down, you did it. Absolutely fantastic. I have to warn you now that your shoulders will be so wide you will not be able to fit through the door. Be very careful. Bench press is one of the most satisfying exercises because it not only works the chest, but also the deltoids and the triceps. Lie down on a bench with your feet on the floor and grasp the bar over your head. Your hands should be slightly further apart than your shoulder width and your head resting on the bench. Lift the bar off the rack and hold it straight up, elbows locked. Lower the bar deliberately toward your chest, letting it touch just below the collarbone. Press it back up to the starting position and exhale as you do so. Go for 12 reps. Down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Concentrate on your chest. Down, 7, down, 8, down, 9, down, 10. Don't slow down. Keep up that pace. Down. 12. Now you can feel that pump. The bent leg sit-up is our next exercise. This exercise will help you to get that sexy, slim waist. Put your feet under the end of an exercise bench and bend your legs at a 45-degree angle. Hold your hands together over your waist where you can really feel the muscles contracting. Remember that it is not necessary to extend your back all the way to the floor. In other words, go back,
about three-quarters of the way. Concentrate on flexing your stomach muscles at all times. Beginners should do about 20 sit-ups, intermediate 50, and advanced 75. Everyone except advanced should rest a little bit before you go on to the next exercises. Okay, let's get down to business. Ready? Let's go for it.
75.
You did it.
You know that there's no excuse for no one not to.
The triceps dip is next. Pull a chair or a stool up within 3 feet of your exercise bench. Sit on a bench, put your legs up on the chair, and position your body so that it is raised above the bench by the palms of your hands, with your elbows locked. Lower your body toward the floor as far as you can and breathe in. Raise your body back up and breathe out. Beginners should aim for 8 dips, intermediates for 12, and advanced for 15. Ready? Go! Down, up, 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 8, up, 9, up, 10, up, 11, up, 12, up, 3 more, up, 2 more, up, last one, up, very good. Bend over rows are an excellent exercise for the muscles in your upper and lower back. In strengthening your back muscles, you will reduce the risk of injury and back pain. With your feet at shoulder width, bend over and grip the barbell in an overhand grip. Raise your torso until it is parallel to the floor. Let the weight hang below you and be sure to keep your knees slightly bent. Staying in that same position, lift the bar to your stomach and then lower it for a full repetition. Breathe out as the weight touches your stomach and remember not to let the weight touch the floor between reps. Be careful not to use too much weight. Ready? Let's go for 12 reps. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, 7, down, 8, down, 9, down, 10, down, 11, down, 12, down. Great! I'm proud of you. You did it. I'm looking forward to training with you again at our next session.
I'm so proud.